All right. Well, we've been off for 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Eric, and we're back, and we have a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about. So I just want to hop right into it. We have questions. I don't want to call them fan questions, but, you know, questions from in our DMs that they've wanted us to discuss on the podcast. We've had some crazy things happen. You had some EXP controversy.
Some drama on Star Wars Day.
And, well, was that Star Wars?
My favorite day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah, Star Wars Day. Yeah, your favorite day. And it was tarnished.
Bad engagement that day, by the way. Turns out people don't care about Star Wars Day as much as I thought.
No, it was just the algorithm, man. It was weird that day. But and then my reel did well a couple weeks back, 2 weeks ago. So I don't even know where you want to start. This is you're in a retirement home or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm retired. I'm at a grandparents' house right now.
Yeah.
So that's
good.
Why the background is what it is. This isn't my room. This isn't my decor. We should get Kate to decorate this place.
There you go. To be honest, decor. it looks nicer.
It does actually. Normal. It's a more friendly background than just the institutionalized walls that I was confined to.
Yeah. So where do you want to start? I mean, I don't even know where to start. There's been a lot of great, we were just talking before, this has been a lot of more creative content from agents in the last couple months.
Yes.
Not all of it's good, but it's a step in the right direction, I suppose.
Yeah.
You want to start there?
Yeah, the real estate rap video.
That was sick.
Cardi B parody video was fantastic.
That was sick. Sean Romano, and he killed it, man. And I think that's such a good example of how to, like, he's a sick ass rapper.
Yeah,
it's fucking unreal. And but it's not like it's not like meant to be like super funny or anything like that, but he's using his talent to be creative. I'm finding that some people are like just trying to be funny because they see that it works, and it doesn't work for them
because they're not funny.
But what Sean did in that video is like perfect. It is like light and fun.
Yeah.
Then the rap is incredible.
Yeah. He's got great flow. The production value was incredible. And he's been sending me that video for a while now, and it just kind of got like knocked down in my DMs and was asking me to promote it. And then I finally watched it. I was like, oh shit, this is really good. I'll just promote this. Threw it up on my story. And then on Facebook, the YouTube link got 30 or 40 shares, which is crazy for just a YouTube link. So it wasn't even the embedded video. So that means people were clicking on it and then sharing it. And he picked up a ton of followers. And what he did was really smart is he actually posted one of his former parody videos to his feed saying like, hey, to all the new followers, here's another piece of content that I've done, which is really smart because a lot of those people that are following him came from my page, want to see more content like that. So he really took advantage of the, you know, 12 hours of new followers and engagement that he was going to get.
He broke agent opportunity. He took advantage of it. And no, I loved it because it's just, like I said, there seems to be this year a lot more content like that's different. Like I said, not all of it, some of it's kind of cringy. But the way Sean did it was so natural.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it is just, like I said, they're trying to be funny because they see that it's working and it's catching on. But if that's not you, then it's not going to translate.
Yeah.
Like that's Sean. You can tell that's him.
The bar is still so low for real estate content. Even people that are trying to be funny, they're still getting crying emojis and tags and stuff because
does that ever bum you out?
It does, but at the same time, I like that people are trying to do different types of content than the just sold, just listed, because that shit just doesn't work anymore.
It's refreshing.
I mean, it does in the sense that like any house will sell basically in this market, but it is refreshing that people are seeing, oh, this is how I actually grow my Instagram. People want to see this type of stuff. You had a lot to do with that for sure with your reels.
Oh, thanks. Well, I was going to say that you... you started this whole thing. You've started a revolution. So like, it's going to be so great. Like, you know, when you're dead in 10 years, people are going to look back.
Oh, that's actually longer than I thought. Longer than I thought I'd last.
That, well, I was even thinking 10 real estate years. That's like fucking 80 years.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but you know,
superhuman.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, but well, you know, when you look back, you're gonna have a lot to do with the. Your name is gonna be brought up in the new kind of way people market in real estate. It's gonna be like, oh yeah, well, that was the broke agent. He kind of started it all. Isn't that cool?
It'll be etched in stone at the next Inman conference.
There you go.
On a trophy that Brad is giving to my deceased body in a massive ceremony surrounded by Tom Ferry and Ryan Serhant.
Yeah.
And all the legends are going to be there.
You're going to get way more popular once you're dead.
Yeah.
You're going to be one of those guys who no one really, like the Serhants and, you know, Josh Altman, they don't appreciate you until you're dead. And then the content stops.
Yeah. I'm like Obi-Wan Kenobi. I become a lot more powerful after I get striked down.
Yeah. So are you going to be like still around when you're dead? Like,
yeah. I mean, my voice will be for sure.
Yeah.
I'll appear as like a little ghost at open houses. You know,
but just, you totally
just popping in, see a giant key floating around, whispering.
You're just gonna haunt,
ask for his signature.
Just gonna haunt open houses so they don't
get
sell.
His contact information.
That's jokes, but yeah, you had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, but you actually were doing content for real estate, your real estate business, mm-hmm. So people saw. Okay, funniness could actually build a brand and build a following, but how do I do it for real estate? And you actually did that where you were doing it for your real estate business, which I just said three times in three different ways.
Yes.
But so
pretty cool.
You showed the way.
Well,
I complained.
I don't
know. I complained on Twitter and Instagram and said everyone's posting the same shit, all motivational quotes, but you actually showed the way.
So, yeah, well, I saw your post. I was like, you know what? He's right.
Well.
And I fucking geared up.
Nicest we've ever been to each other.
It was very nice. I don't know if I was, you know, the first one to do it, but there's definitely been like other content before. But like,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, I mean, like you're saying the reels that like, there's other people who do it too. It's not just like me, like that do it at a better. Like I like, well, I've always say this. I like Dick Slider and Dan Lee Plum and Dan O'Neill. And
Derek Gregory.
I really like Derek Gregory. And
let's give Derek a proper shout out this time. Because
okay, yeah, because he got cut off.
We cut him out.
Derek Gregory is fucking awesome. He's got some really good videos. We chatted, we're friends. At first, he followed everyone but me. And
I don't know what was going on with that.
I was like, Derek, what the hell is happening? And then we followed each other and we got talking and we're both into music and stuff like that. So we really bonded and we're best friends now. Good. And his content is awesome. And he's also doing content for his real estate business. So check out Derek Gregory. What's it's Derek Gregory. You
probably Derek SWFL Realtor.
Oh fuck. He knows the,
no, it's close to that though.
It just type in Derek Gregory, but he doesn't spell it. Like it's like two R's. He's got way too many R's in his name, but,
here we go. Derek SWFL Realtor.
Yeah. So.
So he's got reels. He's got funny IGTV.
My favorite ones. Shit. If you don't know what to look at, he's got a one where he's in Lowe's. So look at that. I kind of ruined the joke there. He's got one. Everything I touch turns to sold. That's really funny.
Yeah.
And he's got a really high quality Back to the Future listing video that is cool.
He does memes too that he posts to his story. What I like that he does, and this is for anyone who wants to submit content out there, he does a fantastic job. He literally just sends
first
it to me.
You have to go to the top producer to submit content now. You have
correct.
To
go to the top producer Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But if you don't go to the top producer Facebook page and you're DMing, Derek Gregory did a fantastic job at just, sometimes he'd even put my watermark on it. He'd just create the meme or post it to his story and tag me and wouldn't even ask for me to post it. Just meme ready, done, hilarious. No ask for a tag. Of course I will post it. So he's doing a great job at like memes, you know, the funny reels. And also he's doing Instagram stories too. He's doing IG lives.
He's consistent.
Really hitting it from all angles. So good work,
yeah,
Derek.
He's awesome. So follow Derek.
We'll have him on.
Yeah, we will have him on soon. We actually need to do an IG live probably this week.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing one Thursday.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. So you never responded though, Dan and I.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking about bailing on it.
I know you don't like IG lives.
I feel like an asshole doing them.
But
like,
it's not
why
just
do people
you.
Want to hear from us? I know, but what
why,
are we going to talk about?
Why are we on
about?
Fucking Clubhouse for a month then?
Because people were at least introducing conversation topics to us and asking questions. When
we
just
started a couple rooms ourselves.
Yeah, and how did those ones?
Well, we had one that was really good.
Not that
remember?
Good.
Remember yeah. That one that we had that just like took off and there's like fucking 200 people in there?
Yeah, it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I think it was a good time. I think the algorithm was in our favor that day.
Yeah.
I mean, what would we talk about? So the thing with IG Lives is you should do them because it's good for the algorithm. It shows that you're using all of Instagram's features and then it pops you up in the top corner, right?
Yeah.
So the second you see someone's live, you're going to click on their live and at least check it out for 5 seconds and see what's going on. And then your posts are more likely to pop up in their feed, right?
But everything is speculation with you. You don't know how it's going to go at all. You won't even try it. We got to try it at least once to see, okay, maybe no one gives a shit, but maybe we get on and people are like, oh, this is cool. And they ask questions and we bring people up and we just talk. Not that people want to hear from us, but we're going to talk anyways tomorrow night, like we always do, the three of us. So why not just do it
in public?
In public, so everyone can hear.
Yeah, I'll do it. But okay. Like I said, I feel like people think they're too self-important when they're doing lives. Like,
I agree.
Want to hear what I'm saying right now?
I did a couple by myself, and I felt kind of weird.
Yeah,
but
I mean, some people are good at it, and I don't know if I'd be good at it. But with two of you. And our dynamic, I think
Dan O'Neill.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan O'Neill. Yeah, two Matts.
Yeah, two of me. Yeah, well, maybe just respond in the chat and say yes, because we've been waiting for your response for fucking 3 days. But
yeah, I know.
You haven't responded.
I was just pissed.
But yeah, those are notable people to go check out who we were just talking about. Derek, Sean Romano. Dan Lee Plum, Dan O'Neill, of course. He's a best friend of the show. Dan O'Neill is.
He should be paying us at this point, the amount of promo we've been giving him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Puffing him up. Yeah,
check those people out. Eric, you had some EXP drama. I got dragged into it a little bit.
Yeah.
With a fantastic comment, I may add. Very clever of me.
It was Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
My favorite day of the year. It was May the 4th. People say May the 4th be with you. I posted a bunch of Star Wars memes and content that day and engagement wasn't great. I think we're realizing that no one gives a shit about Star Wars as much as I do or as much as I thought people did.
Me included. It was like the first time someone figured out May the 4th was May the 4th be with you. It was Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
Like on social media, that like first year people really figured it out. They're like, oh, it's hilarious. It's like the Justin Timberlake, it's going to be May.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of old at this point.
It's funny, but we get it. Go on.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many good memes with Star Wars characters. Like Yoda ones always do well, regardless of the day. But
yeah.
I've always preached that posting content that's, you know, timely and relevant about a specific day, whether it's Cinco de Mayo or May the 4th or 4th of July or any sort of what?
I got an idea now. What if on May 3rd, you just do Star Wars Day and get all the jokes out before anyone else? And then May the 4th, you just go back to normal.
Yeah. Do Star Trek Day.
And just be like, May the 3rd be with you. Don't even have it make sense.
Yeah, that's not that good of an idea.
It's fucking.
I don't know
sick.
Why you had to interrupt.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Derail.
What do you keep looking at? Are you looking?
I'm looking at the meme. So this is what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
I'm developing a new tick, a new twitch. So
your beard looks good, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. That's why we might do the live. I've been growing it specifically for this. So May the 4th morning, wake up. The It's a Trap meme, very funny Star Wars post or very, you know, relevant Star Wars. I said, when an EXP agent has a question about your listing and it's Admiral Akbar saying it's a trap, I'm not going to do an impression of him. And the comments, the EXP commenters.
Well, what was your caption though?
It said when an EXP agent has a question about your listing. So the implication.
But then you said something.
Yes. So the implication, of course, is that an EXP agent is going to try to recruit you, even if they're asking about your listing. And then in the caption, I said, it's a joke. I know many EXP agents and I like them all. May the fourth be with you.
Yeah.
So I kind of hedged my bet a little bit. I tried to take off some of the steam, lighten the load with the caption.
Yes.
Prevent a little fire. Mm-hmm. And the fire was not prevented. And I kind of felt bad about it because I was like, oh shit, I'm kind of talking crap about an entire brokerage here. Mm-hmm. But then the comments are, it's one way or the other. Sometimes people are think it's hilarious that work with EXP. Sometimes people are really offended saying, or sometimes people are attacking EXP saying like, this is the trashiest brokerage. Every time I talk to them, they're trying to recruit me. Someone said like scum of the earth or something like that, which is totally not true.
No.
And it is true that every EXP agent I know crushes and that it's a great brokerage. So I really have no specific opinion on it, but I have been recruited by EXP and I have done a deal with an EXP agent who has tried to recruit me mid-deal.
Yes.
So this is stuff that actually happens.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing to see the comments and just how furious people get that from a meme.
I mean, the thing is, and then I wrote, it's a joke. I EXP expected more and I capitalized EXP.
Good.
It was fantastic. Then people came after me. Mm-hmm.
Tom Ferry too. Crazy.
Tom Ferry just supporting the broke agent, you know, as he always does. Laughing cry emoji. Gets shit on.
7 or 8 comments saying, I can't believe you would post this, Tom. Like, I'm an EXP agent in your coaching program. How dare you disparage us? Like, people just viciously attacking him for crying emojis.
Like, to the point where he could have accidentally posted that.
Right.
Like, but it was one crying emoji.
Right, exactly. He probably did accidentally post it. Yeah. It probably wasn't even him. It was probably like his assistant. It was probably Jason Pantana. Just kidding. Jason doesn't run his Instagram.
He's not the assistant. We love Jason.
Hey, we obviously love Jason. And the cool part about it, though, is some EXP agents take advantage of a post like that.
Yeah.
And they comment like, hey, if you want to hear about EXP, let me know. And or actually like play along with it, which is cool.
Yeah.
And even Luca, actually agents who is with EXP, he commented saying like, you know, this post go one way or the other. Either you have EXP agents really pissed off or happy that they're making a ton of money with EXP. Cause I think he's with EXP. So he did a good job there going into the comments and then getting people to go to his page and probably click his link to join EXP. So you can take advantage of these posts.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, you know, it's a good brokerage. And if you like the brokerage, it's a good fit for you, then who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's an easy joke because everyone knows what EXP does. And this was actually a question that we had in our DMs. What are your thoughts on EXP? And yeah, like you said before, I think they're a good brokerage.
Yeah.
I've had probably 25 people try and recruit me, you know, like
now that you have a following too, they know that a couple of posts from you. And
so it is what it is.
Sign up, probably.
It is what it is. I mean, I don't know. There are a lot of sick ass agents. Like I know top agents with EXP. Like they're a great brokerage, but who cares? If he'll make fun of it, who cares? If you're making a ton of money off the stocks and the fucking recruiting thing, then who gives a shit that the broke agent posts on Star Wars Day that it's a trap?
I know. And I was thinking about that. And I felt guilty. Am I where I texted you? I was like, should I delete this? Because
and I said, absolutely not.
Yeah. Because I did think if I was an EXP agent and I saw that and maybe I wasn't crushing it and I didn't have a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
I would be pissed too. Because I'd be like, dude, this guy's like fucking with the reputation of my entire brokerage in front of, you know, 250,000 people on Instagram. And then of course it was shared to Facebook.
Yeah.
And I could see why people would be like, dude, stop crapping on our brokerage. But I've done this with Keller Williams, joked about Century 21. So dude, it really doesn't
everyone
matter you're with. You could crush it wherever you are.
Yeah. And I'm sure that the people who commented that were upset aren't exactly crushing it, you know?
Right.
Not seeing, never mind. But yeah, but, I was going to say someone.
Just like a fake Instagram handle?
No, I was going to say a real person, but whatever. Whatever. It's fine. It's a good brokerage. Now lay off Eric. He's still getting fucking DMs.
Yeah, getting attacked by getting the hate trolls.
Now,
and then it was a big week for you too before that.
Yeah, last week.
The infamous Stan Reel.
Yep.
Which was incredible. It was a work of art. Congratulations. I think you won award from the Byron Lazine show.
I did.
For the real word with Byron and Nicole. Best reel ever.
Best real estate reel ever.
Yeah.
That's a high honor.
Prestigious.
Especially right from there. Byron and Nicole. That's
unreal.
I love them over there. So that was cool. Yeah, it did really well. And it was actually inspired by a post you did.
Yeah, let's talk about the creative process behind these.
Okay.
What triggered it and how quickly did you make it? How did you write the song? Like what goes into these?
So I posted it, I guess, 2 weeks ago or whatever.
Yeah.
On Monday, I saw a post on Bad Real Estate Picks. And
account that I own and run.
Yes. Yes.
Now that account's to get consumers in, not necessarily real estate agents, but attract consumers.
Good for you. Genius. Awesome. Yes. You're a real estate mastermind. So I saw a post you did, had Stan playing in the back.
Yep.
I've always wanted to do an Eminem thing. And I was like, oh, I could probably do Stan. And then I was just with my wife outside because I throw all my ideas past her. And I was like, what if I did Stan?
She's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she's like, I'm fucking working. I was like, right on. So I did that. I was going to say something else. I keep like catching myself today.
Who are you hiding from? Or who?
I don't know.
Okay. Fuck.
I don't know who's after us these days. You know, the EXP crew and all them.
The resistance lives strong though.
Yeah, they live strong. We'll get into the resistance. So Monday did the Stan thing. I was like, I could probably do something here. And then I was going to do the whole first verse and the chorus. And then I had the leads gone cold. I'm wondering why, but then I ended up just doing that.
That's
the
a
caption.
Great chorus.
Yeah. Yep. Because it was just too long. The verses.
Course, you should do a second rendition with that chorus because that's really good.
Yeah, that'd be funny. So then I was like, I want to do a reel. I was like, how can I do a reel? And then I had like one line. I forget. It was, I sent you two comps back in autumn. You must not have got them. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay. And once I get like one line going, I'm like, okay, that I really like. I like need to make it work. So then I was like, oh, what if I did like a reel or... So I'm trying to do my reels more like meme-like. So act it out, but then have like a meme caption.
Yeah, gotta have the caption.
Yeah. So it said if Stan was a real estate agent and, you know, it was the first verse where I'm just calm, just sending an email out. And then I was like, oh, it'd be funny if I, you know, 2 minutes later, because we're so impatient. I just like freak out. I'm in the car. I'm like, dear Mr. What, I can't even fucking remember the word.
Yeah, you had the wife beater on.
You had the wife beater and the toque. So I just thought it'd be funny and then it worked out. Another thing with reels is like it's hard to get it into 30 seconds. So I like keep trimming things down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I keep trimming things down. I'm like, okay. And then like, when I put like 2 minutes later, that has to be a certain time because it has to. So it's all, but I saw your thing on Monday. I wrote it that evening. I recorded it Tuesday and I filmed and released on Wednesday.
You went viral Wednesday.
Yeah, not viral, but.
Right.
It
was.
Well,
yeah, it was really good. I think one other thing you could do with your reels is you could actually have the captions at the bottom.
Yeah.
But have the lyrics, which is unbelievably time consuming unless there's an app for this. Maybe there is. Maybe. But to write it all out and have it developing while you're actually talking.
Yeah.
Because so many people still watch it with the sound off. I think that would even help the engagement even more.
But yeah, totally.
It was fire.
It was my, definitely my best, most engaging. It had like 700 comments.
Yeah.
And
400 of which were you just commenting back to people?
No, but, yeah. No, I don't comment back to everyone.
Go look at his page.
Oh, fuck. Don't go look at it. You fucking crazy. He's just mad. I get more comments. That's more comments than he has on his Star Wars day. Oh, no. Star Wars day in its entirety. More comments.
Probably, actually.
But then another reason I've wanted to do a rap video for a while. And my wife, Nikki's always like, you can't rap. I'm like, oh, fuck. Mm. You just wait. You don't even fucking know. And then every time she asked me to rap, I'm terrible with lyrics. I can't remember lyrics from any song.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to like look at them, but I'm happy it worked out. And then I think what really brought it home was the tone of the stone.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
at exactly. the end that I did the Eminem thing. And that was just shit I made up. And it was literally like off the cuff. I was like, oh, it'd be funny if I like just got into the D'Elia. Chris D'Elia does a whole Eminem bit.
Yeah.
Have you seen that in his car?
Yeah, before cancellation.
Yeah, before cancellation.
Yeah, he did the whole like napkin bit that he did in his car.
Yeah, and Eminem actually reached out. Eminem didn't reach out to me. So I'm 0 for 2, Eminem and Drake.
Yeah, those are you're going after heavy hitters.
I'm going after just heavy, the most famous rappers I can. I'm going to maybe go for some classic rock, kind of washed up. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's what I'm going to go after next. The Def Leppards.
You should go after smaller artists and see if they'll repost it, because going after Drake and Eminem will be really difficult. But if you went after like a...
I did. I tried to go after Semisonic, who has fucking 2,500 followers, who did Closing Time.
That is.
Closing Time.
Yeah.
That one. I did a parody on that and I tagged them and they have 2,500. I know they saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Not even a like.
How old are the people that do Closing Time?
They're probably like 50.
Yeah, I was going to say. Maybe they don't even run their Instagram. I'm trying to think of like a younger artist.
Who's not that big yet.
Who's not that big yet. That doesn't have a massive following. I guess we wouldn't know who they are.
No, maybe Justin Bieber.
Yeah, exactly.
Shawn Mendes. Shawn Mendes used to follow me on Instagram.
No, his drummer did, right?
His drummer does follow me. He's unreal. I just have to say
Shawn Mendes himself used to follow you.
Yeah, because he's from the town. I'm from a place called Ajax, where Sum 41's from, you know, Sum 41.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Shawn Mendes is from Pickering. It's the town right over. So he started following me because I was in a band, and then he was getting famous on Vine.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't like famous. He was Vine famous at that time. And then he blew up and I was the first person he unfollowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but pretty cool. I wish I had a screenshot. Cool.
Yeah, seriously.
So
that's sweet.
Now I'm on the road back to getting followed by Shawn Mendes. So maybe I'll do a Shawn Mendes one.
You should have that in your Instagram bio. Shawn Mendes used to follow me instead of content creator or whatever you have. Do you have a little slogan or saying?
You know how many more houses I'd sell if I had that? In my bio, a lot more.
Somebody attacked you for the first time in my Instagram.
Oh yeah, no, it's happening more now.
Yeah.
What, the content creator guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was a content creator guy, and then someone said, "Does anyone else find this guy annoying?" Which is a mean ass comment. And then people kind of lit him up though.
Yeah, he said, he goes, "Yeah, does anyone find this guy annoying?" And then I commented, "No."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Watch the ratio on this." I was like, "Are we in fucking math class? What is this guy? Watch the ratio on this. What does he even mean?"
Yeah.
And then he was trying to say like he was going to get a bunch of people rallying behind him, but he didn't. And then he probably felt dumb. He should have probably deleted the comment, but
he doesn't follow me, that guy, either. I think he maybe unfollowed after the post, but
oh, well, yeah,
it's okay. A couple negative.
You don't negative want those people anyway.
No, we don't want those people in the comments.
It's just so funny, the people. There's one guy also who on one of our text message things that I sent you, he said, "Could this be any more staged?"
It's like, yeah, obviously.
And I wrote back, "No, the house was already staged."
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he deleted his comment and deleted his entire Instagram. Like, I haven't seen him since, but don't come at me if this guy especially is private and has zero posts and has 92 followers. Don't. If you want to come after someone, it's got to be fair game. I got to be able to go into your profile. You know?
I feel a little hypocritical, or like a hypocrite though.
Okay.
Because last week, you know, Overheard LA.
Yep.
Or Overheard New York.
Yep.
For the people at home that don't, they post text conversations. They post screenshots of conversations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Overheard, funny overheard conversations. God, can I describe that any worse?
Yeah, no.
So like, it'll be people at like Echo Park saying something funny. And there was a real estate one. And then I posted it to my story. I was like, this is completely made up, because sometimes it feels like the conversations are too they're too perfect, like our text conversations, which are slightly made up, of course.
So not all of them, though. Like, everyone thinks everyone is made up. And some of them are just completely real.
Yeah, some of them are real.
So, you know.
But, like, some of them, like, you know, like, your response is too perfect, right? But that's humor. Like, we're trying to make funny content that gets shared. And it's like, hey, this is what we wish we could say as real estate agents. Like, that's cathartic. When people see that, they're like, oh, my God, Matt's a legend. I wish I could say that shit.
I do. Go on.
So anyway, I posted to Overheard LA, or I posted on my story being like, this is fake. And then I posted another one of their things saying like, this is completely fake. And then Overheard LA, which has millions of followers, messaged me. It was just like, this is not fake. Every conversation that we get is organic. We vet everything. And then she sent me the actual DM conversation of the one that I posted about.
And then so that could still be fake, though.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why they go out of their way, but I kind of like understood why she would get pissed of me calling it fake if it wasn't fake. So,
well, to be honest, it's probably fake. They're just covering it up because it's way better if it's real, obviously. Yeah. So if they just say it's all real, and then they send you essentially the real DM conversation, which could be you with your fucking dad. You know,
even if it is fake, who cares? It's still entertaining.
It's still entertaining.
Conversations are fake. It's still
exactly.
We're trying to make people laugh.
Yeah,
we're not trying to.
Yeah, like
I don't know what else were we trying to do.
I don't know what we're trying to do, but like, it's fucking hard to make those text conversations.
Yeah, we've struck out on a lot of them too. I posted one the other day, pulled it immediately. It was performing horribly.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Storied it. Because that was a real one.
Yeah. Somebody but that was a twofer. That's why.
Yeah, but the slideshow ones usually do better. But the text conversation was an actual conversation with a buyer saying, hey, my friend is coming. Is that cool? Agent says yes. And then she says, or he says, oh no, my uncle's coming because my dad used to be an inspector, but he can't come. And his brother wants to.
You have to relive it. It didn't do well the first time. It's not going to do well if you're describing it.
I know.
Yeah. But yeah, I saw that. That was mediocre at best. But
because it was real.
No, we've had some good real ones though. I've had some good real ones because sometimes I do how I talk. I actually talk now, which sometimes I shouldn't. But it gets to the point where I'm so fucking like done.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a couple people who have messaged us asking us some things. So I want to get into some little discussion here. And maybe, so if people ever have anything they want us to discuss, let us know in the DMs or in the comments or anything, and we'll discuss it. Like the EXP thing, someone asked about that. And we're just going to say our true feelings about these things. Okay.
Okay.
So Eric, the first one, let me get it up. Okay.
This is an actual submission from somebody.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Why are you laughing?
This isn't something that we just made up.
No. I don't know why you make people think that we're
just funny. I know
that we actually got submissions.
I'm sure we did.
You asked it on the the one who wrote the what would you like us to discuss?
Yes, correct. All right, get into this.
Why do you lead people to believe that we're full of shit all the time? Fuck's sake.
It's just a constant cover. It's just a constant shield. If anyone ever calls us out on anything, I'd be completely honest. Real. Yeah, you never know what's real.
Okay, well, this is real.
Is real. 100% real, authentic.
I don't even know if this is real anymore.
Maybe I read it from one of my burner accounts.
Yeah, who knows?
Submitted it myself. It's probably from Dan O'Neill.
Okay.
Shooting.
Eric, do you think to be in real estate, do you think you have to have a nice car to be successful in real estate? What are your thoughts?
That was a real submission. I remember this one, actually.
Yes. There you go. After all, fucking 5 minutes.
I think it certainly helps to have a nice car.
Okay. What car do you have?
I have an Infiniti.
Okay. And that's like pretty nice.
It's all right. It's kind of like a rental car. I feel like in Infinities or something you like pick up at Hertz. And it's like, oh, this is like a decent car.
Is
it's like
better?
Slightly better than a Camry. Not as cool as like a Beamer.
So it's not like a Lexus.
No. Step below Lexus.
But it's better than a Toyota.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like a Volkswagen.
Yeah, whatever. It's
right.
My lease is up in a year. I'm gonna get rid of it. I had a 5 Series before that with the intention. This is when I was still really trying hard with real estate.
Okay.
My whole thinking was I'm gonna lease this 5 Series. So everything I joke about leasing a BMW,
yes,
is true because this is what I did 3 or 4 years ago.
And I'm thinking about leasing one too. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I got to pull up to listing appointments or showings, and not look like an idiot driving around like my college car. So I think it matters a little bit with image.
Okay.
You know, like you want to portray an image of success as much as we joke about it. I think, yeah, matters a little. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
You have to pull up in a fucking Aston Martin, but you know.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't personally like cars. So I don't know why I have to go buy an expensive car, because I don't care about them. So for instance, I do some pretty high end stuff now. Like I just got some buyers, and buyers are even worse, because like a seller, you can park around the fucking corner. They don't know what your car is. You're going in. Sellers are bad, or buyers are worse, because you're driving and they see your car all the time. So I drive a Kia and like, you know, just a $2.2 million sale, 1.3, we have 4 million, 7 million, like stuff like that. I don't think it really matters if you're just a confident person, because I don't think it should be like, I bought the car outright. I don't have any payment and I don't come from a lot of money. So I'm going to drive it into the ground until it doesn't work anymore. That's like my mentality still. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe it does matter. I haven't seen it really matter to me. But that being said, I've just ordered the new Porsche.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm going to lease a car soon because it's almost out.
But say you are a seller.
Mm-hmm.
Two agents pull up. One of them pulls up in a Beamer.
Yeah.
Nice car. I can't even think of car models.
Like
I don't know much about cars either.
Like so I know an Audi R8. Series.
Okay, an Audi R8.
Okay,
and then another agent pulls up in
a G wagon. Let's change it to G wagon. That's my favorite car. Okay.
Yeah, but okay, and then another agent pulls up in a Hyundai.
Okay.
Then you're the seller. You're determined between these two agents. They both crush the listing appointment. Which one are you going to go with?
Well, hold on though. Okay. What if guy in the person, the guy or gal in the G-Wagon?
Oh yeah, one's a guy, one's a girl, by the way. Just kidding.
Yeah, it's just like, okay. So the guy or girl in the G-Wagon comes out looking, doesn't have a lot of style, wearing an Apple Watch and wearing some Steve Madden shoes. Okay. I say this because I have nice clothes. I like to buy nicer things. Everyone only sees me in band shirts, so they don't know that. But I like fashion and stuff. And then the Hyundai person comes out in a custom suit, Saint Laurent boots, and a Rolex. Now what? Those are things that you
kind of cancel each other out.
Those are things that you have bought with your money. Anyone right. can lease something.
True. Also, the style of the clothing probably matters a little bit more, because that's how you're going to be presenting to other buyers. So you want the listing agent that looks better in person. It's not like your car is selling the listing. So in that particular case, yes.
Yes.
But also, if you're a seller and you see a buyer pull up in a shit car and your house is worth $6 million, maybe some questions about where that buyer's proof of funds is coming from.
Have you seen a lot of these? One of our clients at like a $7 million property drives like a 2003 Volvo.
Yeah.
It's cause they don't give a fuck. Cause they look at the house they have. Who cares what they drive?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, have you seen some of the cars at some of these really high end? There's like Honda vans. At like soccer. Well, if
someone pulled up in like a soccer mom minivan, I don't think that's a good move.
No, but I'm saying, have you seen these hot people who live at these high-end properties. Mm-hmm. Have you just seen some of their cars sometimes? They're not
no.
all G-Wagons and stuff.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, I think it moves the needle a little bit, whether
right.
people want to admit it or not. I think it does a little bit. I don't think you have to get a nice car to be a successful agent, of course.
And I don't think you should fake it till you make, like, if you can't afford the car, don't get a car to just look the part.
No.
You know?
But like, even didn't Ryan say that he was trying to portray like an image of success early on? Dan O'Neill was talking about like dressing nice, and this has nothing to do with cars, I guess, but the way you're presenting yourself, the way you pull up your suit, everything about that does matter a little bit for sure.
Yeah.
Because these are the people that are going to be presenting your home or showing around buyers. So
yes,
matters a little bit.
Though that's why I ordered the Porsche. Yeah.
Yeah. In conclusion, it matters.
Yes. A little bit. It matters a lot.
In conclusion, it means everything.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's just like, I have to get a new car soon, but Nikki and I are trying to get a second property,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want the lease to mess up our approval. Right. So like, I'm just waiting till we get the second place. Then I'm going to order my,
Porsche
G-Wagon. I've changed it to a G-Wagon now. Okay. Yeah. I've ordered like three. They're going to be pretty upset once I only go with one.
Right.
Yeah. I got a Lambo, Porsche, and a G-Wagon. So
That'll be good for music videos.
Yeah. Yeah, some for sure. So there you go. I mean, but also, you know, I think a nice Toyota SUV, clean look. Like, I don't think you got to go crazy. Just have like a nice looking. That's what I think.
A clean car probably matters a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or and a non-damaged car.
Yeah. Like mine's damaged and doesn't. It's a Kia. I got it when I first started real estate, when we had $700 in the bank and a $900 phone bill. Okay. So
$900 phone bill.
Yeah. It was insane. It was racked up over, you know, had nothing when I started. So, but now it's also a door magnet. Everyone hits it with their fucking door. Mm-hmm. There's so many dents in the thing. That's why I'm scared to lease something. For some reason, everyone who parks beside me is a fucking idiot.
Dude, my car, the side mirror. Yeah. Obviously, you know where the side mirror is.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, yeah.
The some one guy on just the smashed. Side? Yeah, yeah. The one on the side, left side.
Yeah.
So I park on the street in LA sometimes because it's tandem parking, and some guy just walked by and smashed my side mirror off after I just got it fixed. Literally, just bludgeoned it with a bat. I don't know if it was with a bat, but it was just sitting on the side of the street, just completely shattered.
What was it, Ricky Carruth?
Yeah. It was. I don't know. It was an EXP agent pissed off about the post.
I know, that's why I said that, because he's with EXP.
Someone carved EXP into my hood.
Before everyone goes crazy, we like Ricky over here at OverAsk. People are going to fucking come at us for everything.
Ricky's got an army behind him too.
It's an army.
When do we get an army?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, isn't the top producers like an army? I think you have an army.
Not really. People like to just shit on me. I don't think anyone's like.
Have you noticed that?
Defending.
Because we do, I think we might have talked about this before. Because we do funny content, do you notice that so many people just like, just say the most terrible things to us now? Just, I don't even know them. They're like, oh yeah, you're a fucking loser. I'm like, dude, it's not funny when I don't know you.
Right.
Like if you're like, yeah, you're a fucking dick. Well, okay. That's funny.
I think as we talk shit to each other, and then there's constant self-deprecation.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to look like assholes. So I'm constantly making fun of myself or saying like, oh, whatever this is, isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
That maybe people look at that as an invitation to shit back.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
And people don't know.
But it would also be nice to have like a little, you know, like how Barstool's got the stoolies. They got all these, you know.
We need something better than the top producers.
Yeah,
it needs to be more. We'll think of something. Yeah. Okay, let's do one more before we head out.
No, I can't do another.
Okay.
I got another podcast. Not with you. I do. It's some guy named Addison.
When is that? That's in fucking.
It's at 11. But I haven't. Yeah. No. It's in 24 minutes, and I got to go to the bathroom. I got to eat. You know, this is bright and early.
Okay, well, sorry, folks.
Let's save it for the next one.
For this to be cut early, because
we've done this for like 5 hours.
Go.
No one's even listening.
Yeah, the retention.
If you're listening, comment, I'm listening.
Yeah, comment, I'm listening.
I'm still listening on the YouTube.
I'm still here.
I'm still here, yeah.
Comment G-Wagon. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad to get back up and running with this. And it's going to be good. We got some good stuff coming, folks. Some really good merch we're excited about. So
yeah.
We'll probably good talk quality about merch. That. Really embroidered. Good quality. Yeah, it's fucking real deal. It's like the Porsche of merch.
Yep.
All right. Well, good talking to you. Hope you enjoy your other podcast with whoever the fuck that is. Is it a EXP recruiting?
The guy hasn't even sent me a link yet. Yeah, oh, it's probably EXP recruiting. It's probably literally what it is, just a meeting. I don't even know what it's about.
Well, you go post your memes or your whatever you're posting today.
Eat. Yeah, I need some content today.
I sent you that idea, so hopefully that can pan
10:30 out. I haven't posted anything.
Yeah, geez, it's a nightmare.
The algorithm is angry.
They're mad at
people
you.
Are waiting.
That's why we got to do the IG live tomorrow to get you back in the good books of the algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, folks, y'all take care now.